As a final point about using evidence, make sure that if you use personal experience, you have given thought to how to make it publicly accessible and open to evaluation by others. In other words, how to turn it from anecdote into evidence. For example, incorporating personal evidence by writing, "I know A from when I did B," is not as effective as writing, "When I did B, A happened. From this experience, I drew conclusion C for the following reasons." Personal experience is a valuable source of knowledge and understanding, but it is relevant and counts as evidence in the academic context only if you present it in such a way that others can draw their own judgments about it. It's not enough to say, "I know this because it happened to me." You have to be able to explain to others why and how your experience helps us achieve insight into the argument you're making. To do this, use specific examples, not vague assertions, and contextualize your experience. Providing relevant details about the situation in which your experience took place will allow the reader to understand what is unique to the writer's situation and what may be applicable to new contexts. However, avoid irrelevant personal details that may distract readers from your argument. Also, be sure to place your experiences in dialogue with evidence from other sources, using text evaluation techniques discussed earlier. Each source should contribute to a larger discussion of your argument.